Welcome everyone to the Aria Technologies podcast. I'm Marlon Sampson, and today I've got the pleasure of introducing my boss, Mr. Peter Williamson. A lot of things have been happening over the last couple of weeks, obviously with COVID-19. What do you see in the channel, and what do you think the guys could be doing differently out there?
First of all, thanks Marlon for the opportunity to speak to our partners. I think, you know, what I've seen is, clearly, we're in unprecedented times, and clearly, we can't know what to expect coming forward. But I do think that there's a couple of things that the channel should really be looking at. And then, you know, I'll put them under categories of today and tomorrow. So let's talk about the today component of it. And you've seen us already, Marlon, you know that we've delivered a whole range of EDMs, online banners, training courses, podcasts like this, on how to. And really, the issues for today are to take to our customers solutions to today's problems. What I'm calling sell what's on the truck. And what needs to be on the truck are things that actually help people get through to the other side. Now, that could be remote working, that could be LANcom 4G access networks, it could be protecting your mobile with Checkpoint. It can be a range of things that we can actually be doing for our customers, not only to help them survive, but to help us survive. And I heard someone recently say, and I can't recall where, that what we're trying to do is, even if the economy and the business industry just stays on idle, as long as we continue to move, we'll move forward. So as I said, we provide our partners with a whole heap of material to actually deal with today's problems, to help our partners and their customers make it to the other side. But the other thing I think that we've got to think about, which I don't think many people are doing just yet, is tomorrow. And really, tomorrow is going to be very different to what today is. And you just think about it. Will Myers go back and build all those buildings again? Will some of these organizations just simply move to online environments? Will some businesses disappear while others flourish? The answer is yes. So what we should be doing, as well as giving our customers and our partners the ability to survive this pandemic and the economic challenges it presents, but also plan for what's it going to be like on the other side. And clearly, things like cloud telephony are going to become more important. The ability to instantly turn to remote working is going to become more important. It doesn't say that the bricks and mortar will completely disappear, but I think there'll be a rebalancing. So now's the time to actually be speaking to your customers and your partners about what are they going to do when they come out the other side? What's it going to look like? It's a good time to be planning. It's a good time even to be cutting it over. I mean, with the government subsidies and the tax breaks that are available, why wouldn't you be moving your business to a cloud solution or a virtualized solution today in preparation for coming out the other side, particularly when you can enjoy significant tax breaks? So really, Marlon, to me, the issues are we've got to solve the problems of today by selling what's on the back of the truck. And what's on the back of the truck are solutions to today's challenges. And the two biggest challenges are social distancing and remote working. But at the same time, plan for the future. What is the business going to be like, and how a business is going to operate when we come through the other side? So, you know, it's a balance between today and tomorrow.
Pete, I couldn't agree more on a lot of those topics. And what I have noticed in Aria over the last couple of weeks is we're all remote working. We're all using LifeSize. How's your experience been?
Well, it's actually been outstanding. So I have to confess, my upgrade to NBN only occurred about a fortnight ago. So it was very timely. And certainly, you know, not only am I keeping in touch with the team, but just like this one here, Marlon, whilst this is a audio podcast, you and I are looking at each other and interacting as we do this podcast together. So it's been great. And we've also been using it for mental welfare and health and good feelings. Like today, the virtual pub's open at 4 o'clock. If you're a Sydney sider, it's the virtual Downing. And we'll be joining up together to have a quiet drink, or maybe even a noisy drink at the end of the day. So it's been a great experience. And remember, LifeSize is encrypted. It's not susceptible to bombing or to invasion or to anything like that, which is very important.
That's perfect. Thank you so much, Pete. And guys, please subscribe to the channel, and we'll be back for a further podcast. Thank you very much.
Marlon, just let everyone stay safe. Take care of your families. Look forward to seeing you on the other side.